In the letter to the Hebrews, the book takes care to articulate how all of the great Hebrew characters from the Bible were moving towards the Christ. That's the author is asserting that there was that faith began all the way back with Abraham, and that faith was moving towards the Christ. And one of the things that the author of the letter to the Hebrews asserts is that the race continues, and it's our job to continue the race. And so after going through all of these biblical characters, then we come to the text that we heard today, and it says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, and the image there is of the crowd standing by the road where the race is happening, cheering the runners on. The great cloud of witnesses are standing and yelling, go, 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 like we do when we go out to a race to cheer the runners on. That's what that great cloud of witnesses is. And it's a powerful image to think of all of our ancestors in faith cheering us on. Cheering us on in our run of faith. Imagine thousands of centuries of people saying to you, go, 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 go. And letting up a shout of triumph with every step forward that you make in the faith. It's a beautiful and encouraging image. And that beautiful and encouraging image is important because it is the case that there are forces in life and in the world that would pull us backwards. The reason that the author of the letter to the Hebrews uses the image of a race and running the course, and the reason that St. Paul uses the image of a race and running the course is because necessarily races are competitive. And there are competing forces in the world that would draw us backwards. And the promise is that there is more to encourage us to continue the race than there is to draw us backwards. And that is important. So in the gospel reading that we have in John's gospel, remember in John's gospel, unlike in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which are called the synoptics because they are similar in time frame and the like, but in John's gospel, it's very, very different. And in the synoptics, the focus is on the human Jesus. And so he doesn't have perfect foreknowledge of everything that's going to happen to him. And in John's gospel, the focus is on the divine side of Jesus. And in John's gospel, he knows everything that's going to happen. And in John's gospel, what we get in this scene at the final gathering of the disciples, where really the emphasis is on foot washing. There's this anti-communion that happens. And what we're given, there are two opposite figures. The disciple whom Jesus loved and Judas. And they're presented to us as opposites. And they're presented to us as examples of what's so in the world. There are the people who love us and encourage us and cheer us on in companionship with the great cloud of witnesses. And there are people who don't love us and who would hinder us and draw us backwards. And so Jesus gives Judas a piece of bread dipped in olive oil. He takes the bread, and it says, and immediately Satan entered him. And later it says he went outside, and it was night. And in the imagery of John's gospel, day and night are very important. Night as representing the lack of light, and Jesus is the light of the world. And so what's important about that is that immediately after, we could stop right there with the reading, and we could think, oh, boy, that is the way it is. You know, I got people who love me, and I got people who are working against me. And we could feel sort of the difficulty of all of that. We could feel the challenges of all of that. We could feel the desperation of all of that. And yet Jesus immediately goes into a conversation about how he's glorifying the Father, and the Father is glorifying him. It's a call to us. Yes, this tension of opposites that you live in is there. But there's more to the story than that. There's more to the story than the people who love you and the people who would draw you backwards. There's more to the story than the challenges you face. There's more to the story even than the blessings. More to the story than that. There is glorification. Whatever that is, it's beyond what we can imagine. And it's bigger than those who love me and those who hate me. And we're invited to remember that, to hold on to that as we move through Holy Week and we see the, particularly what seems like the triumph of those who would pull Jesus back from his mission or destroy him to try to stop his mission. We're reminded that there is beyond all of that glorification. And it is that glorification that the great cloud of witnesses is cheering us and urging us on to. And it is that glorification that the people who love us point to by loving us. And it's that glorification that people misunderstand for themselves, as well as for us, when they seek to draw us back from the course, from the path, from the race. The saints are there, the great cloud of witnesses, and they are cheering you on, just like they cheered on Jesus through the hard times to glorification.